Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson. And today's guest has been in the podcasting industry since 2016, helping coaches, authors, and influencers launch and grow their podcasts and expand their business. She brings a unique, personalized approach through utilizing coaching tools to help bring alignment, purpose, and intention to their podcast. She also hosts two of her own podcasts, Holistic Podcasting for Podcasters and Holistic Hearts, a podcast to help people encounter the heart of Jesus through the art of using our imagination. And that is what we will focus on today, how people can encounter the heart of Jesus through the art of using their imaginations. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Miss Kristen Chatwick. Welcome, Kristen. Aww.
Thank you so much for having me on here. I really am just so honored to be here and to share this story.
Yeah. So encountering Jesus using our imaginations. How did you get here?
Oh, man. I love sharing this story, this testimony, because it really shows that God is so present in our lives today, as much as he was when he walked on this earth in the flesh and blood. So I grew up in Georgia. I went to church every Sunday. I went to youth group, went to college, was part of Christian ministry, got married, had children. And I will tell you that I had four kids under four. So we had a surprise pregnancy on the end that were twins. So I had a four-year-old, a two-year-old, and then newborn twins. Well, I was involved in a ministry called MOPS, which is for young moms of preschoolers. And I was on the core team. I was serving and totally burnt out, exhausted. I had some health issues come up during my pregnancy with the twins. And then it just exacerbated. I'm totally having a brain moment. It was intensified once they were born, and then they had their own health issues, and then my two-year-old had some health issues. And to say that I was at the end of my rope is an understatement. My two-year-old would not sleep unless I would read out loud scripture. So there were nights where I would be outside of his room quoting scripture, reading through Psalms for hours. And it really brought me to my knees, literally. I mean, I would be on my knees just crying, like, please, Lord, help him to find peace so I can sleep. And just physically so worn out, emotionally worn out, and spiritually worn out. And my thought process in that moment was, I am doing all the right things, and yet my life feels like utter chaos. Like, my health is off. My kid's health is off. One doesn't sleep. One's so scared he can't sleep. And I couldn't see where it actually was intersecting. My faith was intersecting with my life. And so it was a really honest, raw place of, I don't know if what I'm doing is actually worth all of this checking off the box. Mm. I'm serving on the ministry team. I'm still getting up at, you know, before my kids get up to do my Bible study. I was doing all the right things, yet my heart was so disconnected and not seeing God's goodness in it. And so I had a real heart to heart one night and just cried and cried and said, there's got to be more than what I'm experiencing of you. And man, did he ever answer that prayer. And it really was like, in his tenderness, it was okay. Now she's ready to know who I am on a deep, deep heart level. And in that moment, within the next couple of weeks, a lady came and she spoke about the Holy Spirit at one of these meetings at church. And I had not really understood Holy Spirit before. And so the way that she talked about him was so intriguing to me. And it almost immediately was like, that's it. That's what I'm wanting, is that Holy Spirit interactive counselor, everyday wild goose. I mean, that's one of his names, is he's a wild goose. I mean, that's so funny. Went up to her and I was like, can we be friends? Because I think you have something that I have been searching for. And she began to just mentor me of what it actually looked like to kind of toss what I knew to get to know God and actually interact with him through worship, through crying, through being open to how he was interacting with me daily in motherhood, in my anxiety, in my utter chaos of my home, of crying babies and diaper changes and all of those things. And it really started to connect the dots from all of this head knowledge of who he was and who he is, to now it's heart knowledge of experiencing him on a heart-to-heart level. And this dear friend of mine, her husband, taught a lesson one day at a retreat, and he said in the most tender way, you can know a lot about Jesus, but do you know him? Like, know him, like intimately know him. And that was one of the most pivotal questions to me, because it really hit a place of where my questions were of, well, I do know a lot about him. I've done every Beth Moore study. I've done, you know, I've listened to Chuck Swindoll every day. Like, I know a lot about Jesus. But do I intimately know him? And that started a whole conversation with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus, with the Father. And then I was invited to a retreat where this whole concept of encounters and imagination was introduced to me. And at that point, I really was so protected, guarded in my heart because of so much hard and struggle that was going on, that it was really hard for me to cry, like super hard. I wanted so badly to cry because I knew I needed to release something. And so at this retreat, the leader comes up and she's like, okay, we're all this group of 30 women in a home. She says, let's lay down. We're going to lay down. Everybody get comfortable. They're playing like instrumental music in the background. And they're like, I'm like, what is happening right now? This feels very woo-woo. And so we lay down and I'm honestly a little guarded. Like, what is, I mean, is this okay that we're doing this? And the sweet leader just starts saying, okay, I want you to imagine you're walking down a hall and you see photos of yourself as a little girl and like little captured moments. And now I want you to picture Jesus in there walking with you and pointing out moments that he's found so special. And in that moment, I just started weeping. And I was picturing in my head, I mean, you can imagine, like I'm laying on the carpet, there's tears dripping down the side of my face, finally, and feeling so much relief to finally cry. And I'm picturing Jesus like stroking my hair. And all of a sudden, one of the ministry team women came up behind me and started stroking my hair. And I was like physically feeling somebody like playing with my hair and picturing in my head, Jesus stroking my hair. And that was such a key on unlocking a deep guarded place in my heart and trusting that that imagination connection was almost like a back door into healing that I didn't know I really deeply needed. And it changed, it really did change everything. So I went home and was like, how do I do that over and over again? Because That is where I have to go back door, because I'm brilliant at shutting down and guarding my heart well, because I got to keep moving through motherhood. I got to keep going with life. And so between worship and using worship as a weapon and worship as a connection and taking the time to just stop and pause and ask for a picture of how God was meeting me in that moment. And over many, many years, it went from picturing Jesus on the shore with me to walking onto a ship and walking through these places with him and digging for treasure in the ocean. I know it sounds so woo-woo, but it was
No.
so sweet to me, because it was a way that he could speak to my heart that I didn't analyze my way out of it. And so, yeah, so moments like that with Jesus where he would bring me a gift in exchange for something. Or eventually, I had a really hard time for a long time picturing the Father. And oh man, I wish I could just like invite you into those encounters, because they're so precious to me and how he interacted with me. And I don't know if I've shared this much with many people, but the Father one was so impactful, because he allowed me to come at my time. So in this imagination space, specifically, there was a cabin in my head, and this is practice, 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 like taking 2 minutes to picture something to, I mean, now I'm into like 15 minutes of, okay, I'm picturing a cabin in the woods, and Jesus is on the porch, and he invites me in, and now we're inside the cabin. And the Father is sitting facing the fireplace, and he allows me to come at my timing. So maybe one day it was like I walk in just a little bit into the living room and kind of notice the back of his head and like, are you safe? Like, are you good? Are you kind? And then like the next time it would be like, oh, I'm noticing he's looking at a baby album of like my childhood, and he's looking at it with like such delight. And like, okay, well, he actually genuinely loves me deeply. So I'll scoot my chair right next to him and just kind of snuggle in and, make sure you're still safe over there. And him just being present and being like, yep, I'm still here. And then continuing that to where having full-on conversations in my imagination with the Father. And hearing and accepting what he's speaking over me. And so that is the power of imagination and how much it really has transformed my faith. And so with my podcast, Holistic Hearts, this last year, I really felt like the Lord was like, I want you to record the templates of what I've given you. And so that's what I've done the last 6 months. Every week would faithfully just hit record and go with it and see how the Lord would show up for people in such different ways than I could imagine. And that's what's so cool, is that something that was so powerful to me in a specific way would show up so differently. Holy Spirit would show up so differently in somebody else's story. So they would email me, they would text me, they would call me and say, oh my gosh, that encounter where we went to the park and we were on the swing and da 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 da. It just like, this is what the Lord spoke to me. And it would be so different than what I imagined in my own time with him. And that is what's so cool, because he's so specific to every single person if we allow him into that space of imagination. And I know you had mentioned before we pressed record that sometimes people have a hard time with accepting that our imaginations are a gift. And I think it's where our intentions are. And if we submit and we surrender our imagination, I think it's been a gift that the enemy has kept a cover over for people to not use or to use in a way that has not been what God intended. And so when we can truly submit and say, my imagination is yours. Because what's awesome is when you look at Genesis 1 and Holy Spirit is hovering over the waters, he's just hovering. And it's all in God's imagination at that point. And then he speaks, right? And he begins to create. Mm-hmm. And so we have the opportunity to have the Holy Spirit hovering over our imagination and allow him to speak and us to speak and say, okay, I don't know if this is going to work, but I trust you. And I'm going to submit 2 minutes of my time. So what is a picture, Holy Spirit, that you want me to see right now? And trust whatever pops up in your brain. I mean, sometimes it can be this most random thing. I have had friends that are like, so he kept showing me like a shape of a heart. And I was like, okay, well, it's the shape of a heart. And then they go on a walk and they see a literal water print of a heart on the sidewalk. And so, you know, it's just those confirmation things yeah. where, oh yes, God, I see you speaking to my heart. So that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
I love it. And as a person who gets up every morning and has that quiet time with God, and allow him to speak to me and pour into me, you know, as I pour out my heart to him, it is so important for the direction of our lives, for healing, for those things that we're seeking and really don't even understand what it is that we truly need. And as you mentioned it, you are sharing these encounters with people through your podcast, and you briefly mentioned like the emails that you receive. Well, what is one of the most impactful responses that you've received from someone who's had an encounter just beyond imagination?
Man, there's so many. I'll share two, but first I want to just clarify. When I was mentioning my story of checking off all the boxes, I want to say that all those things are beautiful when our hearts are connected. And so I don't want to discount that at all. I don't want that to be misheard of. Reading your Bible is amazing, and writing in your journal and serving on your ministry team. I just wanted to make sure that that was clearly spoken, that in that time period, I really needed a heart connection. I was so disconnected. So there's that. Two people that come to mind. One is I spoke at a retreat and I did an encounter there. And similar story, there were about 40 women there. And to see everybody's hands pop up afterwards and to hear how Holy Spirit touched each and every heart in such a unique way was so incredibly powerful in real time to hear it. Because with a podcast, you don't always hear it, you know, right when it comes out or, but one lady in particular at that retreat, she just had tears streaming down her face. And she said, Jesus met me in one of my deepest, darkest secrets. And she had had an abortion in high school. She never told anyone. She was so ashamed. And she physically was sick with just long-term guilt and shame. And she just wept and wept and wept. And said he loves me even with that. Like, and he touched her in a way that no human could ever heal. No amount of counseling, all those things are great, but there was something that happened with Holy Spirit in her that shifted. I mean, she was like, I feel a weight lifted and I finally feel peace after 20 something years. Wow. And that was extremely powerful. The other one is one lady in particular, she took a couple of my courses and beautiful soul, art teacher. She was disconnected with God. She grew up Catholic and then just kind of was like, that's not my thing. And so I was actually kind of shocked that she wanted to take a course of mine where we did do a lot of encounters, and it was called Reengage Your Heart. And she went through the biggest transformation through encounters. And she ended up doing a huge art piece for me of a scene that was in her encounter, and wrote me a note about how much she realized how good God was and how much, what did she say? He's so much better than I ever thought that I could ever imagine. Mm. And that was after a series of encounters. So, oh man, I have so many in my head, but those are the two that stick out because I saw such a drastic transformation.
Yeah, I love it. Now, Christian, you're working on something big. This is your what's next. Can you tell the audience what it is?
Yes. So a couple of years ago, I really felt like the Lord wanted me to write a book about encounters. And so I started, and then it kind of shifted into let's record it for a podcast. So basically, I will be finishing my book here in the next year and having a tangible journal encounter type book where you will be able to write down the things that you've heard and process in real time and connect with each encounter that would be from the podcast and some new ones as well.
Yeah, I love it. How can people connect with you?
So the main way, if you want to experience an encounter, is to find my podcast. You can find it on any podcast platform. It's Holistic Hearts with a W. And those are awesome. I mean, they're not mine. They're Holy Spirit's. So I can brag on him all day. They're so much fun. So just remember to be playful. We're all called to be like children. So just remember that as you press play. And if you want to get in touch with me personally, you can always find me on Instagram at Kristen Fields Chadwick and also on Facebook as well.
Wonderful. Kristen, before we end today's episode, what is the one thing you feel like if they've heard nothing else, what is it that they needed to hear today?
This has been my heart's cry for a long time, is that I want the church to reawaken to his playfulness. And like my friend said, he's so much better than we could ever imagine. And if you are struggling with that connection, that heart connection, I would love to help. I know you would love to help them, Jackie. I think we so often can, I know it's cliche, put him in a box. Mm. And he's not about the box. He's so much bigger, and we can trust him with that. So if you didn't hear anything else, I want you to hear he longs to know you, and he longs for you to know him in an intimate way. And he has gifts for you that are more than you could ever imagine.
CWS audience, you have heard her. You've heard the challenge. It is time to reconnect if you're feeling disconnected. Mm-hmm. God is there for you. He's ready to speak to you. Mm-hmm. It's up to you whether or not he's entering your heart and connecting with you in the way that you know you need it. Mm-hmm. It's time, people. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.